Welcome to another day. You're starting it under the control of Triple M's Paddy and Rob Palmer. Well, Paddy's never in control, but you'll always be with Actron and Gosford Air.
Are you sick of watching TV and not quite getting the right advice on how to manage your garden at this time of the year? I tell you what, there's a one voice on who's a gardening authority on stuff like this that I have missed for quite some time now. But he's with us and he's a mate of mine. He does know how to lose a grand final. His name's Jason Hodges. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Hodgie.
Hey, Rob. Hey, Paddy. How you going?
It was a good intro. You've lost the grand final, but you do know about weeding. Mate, you keep in my Facebook feed. You keep popping up on my Facebook feed.
Mate, I got hate mail last week because I mentioned the North Sydney Central Coast Bears. Manly supporters started picking on me, but what would you expect from a man?
Hate mail. Oh, dear. What you should do, you should throw some bindi seeds out onto the stadium ground.
Oh, mate, if Brookvale Oval had grass on it, I would.
Trust me.
My kids aren't allowed to say the word hate except when they're talking about Manly.
That's a fair trade.
Get out of your pipe and smoke it.
Mate, Jason's angry today, no, Manly supporters. No, not at all.
Completely calm.
Yes, he
completely
is.
Completely calm. I want to ask you about the dead patch under my trampoline. What am I going to do, Hodgie? Do I need to put new grass or can I just fertilise it?
Do you know the best thing to put underneath the trampoline is mulch?
Yeah, right.
Because it means you never have to move the trampoline to mow underneath it.
That's a genius call.
And then what you do, and I actually put this into garden designs, you turn it into a garden bed when the trampoline gets retired. So, you know, it's in the corner of the backyard. It's soft form mulch, which means the kids can fall on it. They're not going to break their arm and all that sort of stuff. And then when you finish with the trampoline, it's a perfect spot for a veggie garden.
Bloody good tip.
I like it.
Jason, my wife and I, we went weeding at the front lawn on last Sunday when it was a bit damp.
This is the definition of pathetic.
I heard you were using a fork.
Yeah, from the kitchen.
So what I'm confused about is who presses the buttons in there? Because I know Rob doesn't do it. I worked with him for 12 years. I know that you've got to carry the kid. He's funny. He's likable. You know.
He hurts your shoulders, though, Jace.
He's like a barking Dalmatian puppy dog. He's great fun for, you know, 2 to 3 hours.
That's why he's always on holidays. But I did use a garden fork because it got these little green things out and it got them out roots and all. So we've done our section. But, mate, what can you put on it once you've ripped out all the weeds? Because they're going to come back. Do you use the spray back on it or do you throw that fertilizer stuff?
All right. So Here's a little lesson for everyone.
This sounds serious.
You've heard of weed and feed.
Yep.
All right. So the weeding component of weed and feed isn't necessarily going to kill the weeds that you can see. What it's got is a polymer. It's like Glad wrap. And it wraps around the seeds that are in the lawn and it stops the next generation of weeds germinating.
Get out of it.
So the fact that you've taken the weeds out, that's the ones you can visually see.
Yeah.
What you should do is get a weed and feed that's specific to your lawn. So if you've got Sir Walter or a broadleaf buffalo, you need to get one that's specific to buffalo.
Yeah, love my buffalo.
How do I determine what grass I've got?
Well, if you're not sure what you've got, take a sample into Bunnings or into a nursery and they'll help you out with it.
Okay.
Ask your neighbour who's got a cracking lawn because they'll know the difference.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like the difference between Rob Palmer and someone who's educated.
Oh.
Bill Gates.
Look who I'm standing across from in the studio here, Hodgie. He doesn't even know a grass.
That is really good. So weed and feed.
The amount of money your parents spent on your education, dead set. They'd want a refund.
Okay, so that's... Okay, so if you've done your weeding, go to Bunnings, and this is not an ad for Bunnings,
go to a nursery.
Go to a local guy.
All right, then go to a local guy, and it's that container of weed and feed. You shove it in your hose and like that.
Yeah, don't put it on stronger than the application.
Okay. Oh, bloody good tip.
That can actually do damage too. People think, oh, I'll put a bit more on, that'll be good. It's not. It's a fine balance between pleasure and pain.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Paddy drinks the stuff.
Oh, geez, an idiot. This is who I'm working with. I'm working with an idiot. Jace, thank you very much. We might have you on every Thursday, a regular segment, In the Grass with Jason Hodges. What about that?
Central Coast, proudly sponsored by the Central Coast Bears.
Okay, JC.
Ready for hate mail. Here it comes.
See you, mate. 13 to 7, Jason Hodges.
Well, it's a nice day to get your lunch out, isn't it? And just sit down outside, enjoy the weather.
Okay. You had a whinge yesterday. So what's your whinge today?
Well, there's two types of lunch. There's the one that you have leftovers, which you quite often do. You just do leftovers.
Yeah, isn't it good when the kids don't eat all their dinner because you go, beauty, I can take that to work tomorrow.
I did exactly that last night.
You do. And you don't encourage your kids to eat all their eat all their dinner because you know it's full.
It's becoming a problem. So, do you kids, you don't have to finish that if you don't want to. You don't wait for them to say, I don't want it. You say, now listen.
And next minute, it's in a container in the fridge, and that's work.
I'll tell you what, it's going all right. But there's an Australian woman who's taken to social media. She's sharing pictures of elaborate lunches that she makes for her husband to take to work each day. When was the last time you had a lunch made for you?
Never. Actually, I tell a lie. Kirst made my lunch once, and I whinged because she put the tomato on the bread without any layer of cheese or lettuce, and so the bread became soggy.
She's done that on purpose.
I know.
Because if you completely stuff it up the first time, you may not be asked again.
Never asked again. And because I whinged about it, she never made me lunch ever again.
Fair enough.
So there we go. Once it was.
Well, this lady puts in the early stages. Like little bento boxes, and she fills separate parts of the lunchbox container with like some with fruit, some with vegetables, little sweet treats, meat slices, olives, eggs, mini quiches.
Does she have an unmarried sister?
you'd hope so. But on online, everyone just said, "Oh, how do you do it? You're a legend. How do you do it?" She does it before she goes to bed. I would love someone to make my lunch,
too.
And you know what?
Me too.
It would just fill my heart with joy at lunchtime.
Yeah.
Other than, I don't want to have to go buy a pie from down the road.
Yeah,
I do like
now
pies.
That you're a vegan.
Now that
because he's a vegan but eats meat, so we're not our pie day Thursday's been canned.
Yeah.
So we want to know from you: do you make your partner lunch, or do you do it for yourself? You know, what's the situation
what
in your joint?
What is the lunch set up on the Central Coast?
Yeah, 13:27:10.
G'day, Kim from your minor.
Hi, how are you going?
Great, good, thanks. What do you reckon on lunches?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah, so I do my partner's lunch every morning.
Okay, how long have you been doing that for, Kimmy?
Since I met him, so 15 years.
Oh, wow.
15 years. And, are you working or is it just him or what's the story?
No, he works and I'm home with the kids.
Oh, sweet. And what time do you have to get up in the morning?
Can I just say, that is a massive job as it is and they're lucky to have you, Kim.
Yes, I do think that. I get up and I make his coffee while he's in the shower and I make his lunch around about 4:30, quarter to 5 in the morning.
Oh, do you have an unmarried sister? Just asking.
I've got three unmarried sisters, but they're all taken.
Had something else on. Well, that is. And what time do you have to get up to get all the stuff ready?
I used to get up around about 4:30, quarter to 5. When he gets in the shower, I make his coffee.
Yeah.
And I make his sandwiches and put packets of chips and stuff like that in there.
Yeah, I'm just ringing the missus now.
I know. If everything ever happens to your husband, give us a call because Patty and I'll compete.
Do you put little surprises like, say, a chocolate love heart in the lunch?
No, sometimes I do put like lollies or chocolates in there.
Yeah.
I know. And he'd be thinking of you. He'd be thinking of you while he eats that. Does he appreciate it? Does he tell you he appreciates it?
Yes, he tells me he appreciates it.
Oh, see, that's what you've got to do, Rob. Kim.
Talk about the perfect setup.
We have got a $100 voucher from the Petal Sister to give you. That's at Kincumb. You can pop in and order your flowers or you can do it online, thepetalsisters.com.au. That's a really...
You should put that voucher in his lunchbox. A little hint, mate.
And when he's out on the road, he can go get him,
nice one.
All right, Kimmy, thanks for the call, eh?
No worries, thank you.
Good on you. We've got Chad from Bonnells Bay. G'day, Chad.
Hi, Chad.
Hey, guys, how you going?
All right, mate, what's for lunch today?
Look, I make my own. I love that. I laugh because my wife told me about 10 years ago, I'm going to make you lunch every day. So she's bought me this nice lunch box. I'll make my own lunch.
But see, you know what you get on that. In that occasion, you know what you get, Chad.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
Started with all the promise in the world, Chad.
Oh, look, that's right. It was a good gimmick. I thought, no, I don't believe it.
Yeah. Too good to be true, hey?
Mate, Chad, I was told there was never a game of rugby that I wouldn't be allowed to watch. Until it came up against Coronation Street.
Oh, good on you. Thanks for calling, Chad.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Yeah, have a great day.
7.7 Triple M.
Oh, we love doing this. It is round 20 of the NRL. Exciting stuff. Oh, we just love it.
Too true. And well, you got me to organise.
Now, what I said to you last week, numbnuts, I said we want for Thursday morning, looking at round 20 of the NRL.
Yeah, he's on the phone.
I said to you, I said we've got to get Billy Slater.
Hang on.
No, I said to you that. Well, I said it plain as day.
That's not what I wrote
down. We were sitting there typing away, and you said, who are you going to get for round 20 in the NRL, Paddy? I said, get Billy Slater.
Yeah.
Well, what did you do?
Well, I've actually got Keeper Dan from the Australian Reptile Park on the phone, and because he feeds the gator at the reptile park, and I was busy doing other things, and when you said Billy Slater, I said, yeah, the guy that feeds the gator. And
you thought I said someone who feeds a gator.
Well, Dan's already a mate of ours, and I thought you must have wanted him from Billy the Australian Slater. Reptile Park.
I said Billy Slater.
No, you never did.
Not someone who feeds a gator. So we got Ranger Dan. Oh, g'day, Dan.
Hey, Dan. I'm sorry about my friend here. He's not being very welcoming. I thought it was a great idea to get you on to do the footy tipping.
Good morning.
I'd probably rather have Billy Slater myself, but thanks, guys.
Now, well, seeing you here, can you do round 20 of the NRL?
As long as the gators are full.
Yeah, I'd love to. My tipping's been pretty average this year, but we'll see how we go.
Oh, no, don't cut yourself short, Dan. Sell yourself,
no,
mate.
Well, your first one will be easy,
yes,
right?
Tonight. Yeah.
The Broncos versus the Cowboys.
Be very careful, Dan, because I got my fist ready.
I'm actually tipping the Donkeys. Darius Boyd's last game, I reckon.
Okay.
Oh, you what?
Go
okay,
the Broncos.
Fair enough.
Because if they win, Dan, if they win, takes them off the bottom of the ladder. And, of course, if the Bulldogs, if they lose to the Panthers, which we'll look at, therefore the Bulldogs will get the wooden spoon.
Well,
I think
those Cowboys are going to ride those Donkeys hard tonight. Okay. Anyway, but your choice.
Tomorrow night,
the
Dan.
The Broncos. Tomorrow night, the Titans and Knights.
I'm going to go with the Titans. They're going to win five in a row. So I know. Sorry to all the people in the Hunter, but I'm going to back the Titans.
Unprecedented.
But the Knights were on a roll last weekend. All right. What about this Friday night also? We just had Robbie Campbell, a mad Roosters fan. He reckons they go for a three-peat. Can the Roosters be done over by the Rabbits on Friday night, mate?
I'm going an upset. Damien Cook's my favourite player, so I'm going to back the Bunnies.
There you go.
Nice.
Circle
like
the
it,
Bunnies.
Like it. Right. Okay. Now.
It's a big one.
Ex-Wooden Spooners, the Bulldogs, playing the Panthers.
Depleted Panthers.
Oh, depleted Panthers. Bulldogs v. Panthers.
I still think the Panthers would be too good. Bulldogs had their grand final last week.
Okay,
so yeah,
now,
back to Panthers.
Now, we're with Ranger Dan. He feeds a gator. I said to Rob, for our celebrity guest tipper, can you get Billy Slater? And you
well,
thought,
I got in touch with Ranger Dan, Keeper Dan, because...
Feeds a gator, Australian Reptile Park.
You should stop telling me what you want for your tips with your mouth full of food, right? Then I might be able to understand you.
Saturday, Saturday, Dan, Sharks v. the Raiders. Who are you going for, mate?
I like Ricky Stewart. I back the Raiders.
Okay, go
big
to Raiders.
Game.
Yeah, I like Ricky too. Yeah, good on you. Right. I like it. Tigers, Eels. No, it's a walk-up start.
Get out.
Eels, Tigers versus Eels.
Eels
come
hopeless.
On, Dan.
Eels hopeless, Daniel.
Eels have been playing average, but it's Benji's last game, so I'm at the Tigers.
Oh, geez, you're going for some upsets, Dan.
I'll tell you what.
Jeez, now.
It's either going to look really good for you in the comp or really awful.
And by the way, if you get 8 out of 8, you get a Triple M sticker. Just letting you know, Dan. Yeah. Sunday,
awesome.
The Central Coast New Zealand Warriors. This is the home match as well, taking on the lowly rated Manly.
Oh, Manly have been pretty average, so I'll back the Warriors, I think.
Right, good job. And finally for the week, Dragons versus Storm.
Mate, I'm a big Dragons fan, so I know we're hopeless, but go the Red V, go the Dragons.
Oh.
King of the upsets.
King of the upsets. Yeah, Dan.
Keeper Dan from the Australian Reptile Park instead of Billy Slater, who wouldn't have given us as much fun.
No, exactly. He's nothing compared to you, Ranger Dan, from the Australian Reptile Park.
Thanks, guys.
That's right. Go local or go home.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. Have a good one, mate. Thanks for your tips this morning. Oh, this wasn't good news when it came through yesterday. You and I rang each other about it.
Well,
Qantas.
How could they do that after all those years?
30 years, though, with the Wallabies, mate.
Jeez, the Wallabies gave them a lot.
Oh,
gave them a lot.
Hang on. Qantas gave them a lot, mate. They haven't won a World Cup since 1999. They haven't held Bill aloft. 1999 was the last World Cup win.
Two World Cups is not bad.
Oh, come off it. And how many years?
How many other countries have won two World Cups, except for maybe South Africa and New Zealand? And
look, they made the last World Cup in 2015. They made the final, I'm talking about, then in 2003.
That's right.
But Qantas pulled out, and this is just unbelievable. $5 million sponsorship of cash and flights to end 30-year association. Jeez, that's
what they can do for money now. They gave Israel Folau the last of their coin.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who knows? Allegedly.
Well, that is why the Qantas Choir. Did you want to introduce them and with your baton to get them? Because they've come into the studio to sing for us this morning.
The whole lot of them.
All of them. Yeah.
Okay.
Did you want to?
How are we going to do it? Okay. How are we going to do it? They put the piano back together as best they could.
Good. Yeah. Here they are.
The Qantas Choir.
We've been with rugby for 30 odd years, sometimes with triumph, but mostly with tears. But because of Corona, the money's dried up. You might have to hold out a cup.
Give to the Wallabies, please.
We've not won a World Cup since 1999, and we kept giving money, which we didn't really mind. But our pockets are now empty, the money's dried up. You might have to hold out a cup.
Anyone? A dollar for the Wallabies.
All the union tragics who travel around the place, apart from the Wallaby crowd. But as the team kept losing and losing and losing, it's good to know that our netballers won. Someday our logo could be there once more, if our aeroplanes are able to ever leave our shores. But until that happens, the money's dry up, and you might have to hold out a cup.
Oh, come on, $2 for the Wallabies, you stingy mongrels. He just gave a buck to save the koalas.
107.7 Triple M.
Action.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from Hollywood in the US of A, actually from Terrigal, it's time for Shane A. Bassett's movie review.
This is Sparta!
Oh, fresh from the Emmys, Mr. Shane A. Bassett.
Oh, how about him?
Good morning, mate.
Hello. Good morning, guys. Yeah, no, it was a pretty big day. Unusual to watch the virtual ceremony, but I think they handled it quite well.
Schitt's Creek. Good. Well done. Oh, it's great.
Yeah, see, that's a show I've never really watched, but I think I'm better now because it just cleaned up, and I hear from everyone that has seen it, it's very funny.
Oh, I've been addicted to it now since Tuesday. I just can't stop watching it.
He has. He's been unbearable. But look.
You've got to be careful how you say the title.
Yeah.
You kind of do.
Make sure you enunciate it right.
Or Mr. Shit's grandfather, Horace. Anyway, look, enough about that. I was going to ask you, Shane, if a movie wins big at the Emmys, how does that affect the people's viewing habits?
It probably sort of affects it a little bit at the moment because, like myself, I hadn't really watched Schitt's Creek. I had watched Succession, which was another big winner on the day, a great show. But I think a lot of people would start watching something that started to win awards. You know, that's just the way it goes.
Exhibit A.
Available.
Yeah, exactly. Paddy's can't stop watching Schitt's Creek. And that's all we'll talk about that later. Because it won 4 Emmys and has been going for about 6 or 7 seasons. But look, we're here to talk movies. This one is at cinemas. It's called The High Note.
I grew up around music. It's my whole world. If you told 12-year-old me that one day I'd be working for Grace Davis, she's an icon.
This woman doesn't even know your last name.
She does, sometimes.
Stop, baby, stop.
I'm not going to tell you guys
you're great if you're not great. Do it again.
Damn, the girls still give me goosebumps.
Well, Grace, have you thought any more about the Vegas residency?
Actually, I think it's time I record a new album.
Hey, starring Dakota Johnson, what do you think?
Well, if you like music or play music or have an ambition to work in the music industry, I highly suggest watch this movie, The High Note. It follows a...
Not Patty.
I'm talking about people with musical ability.
Hey, ability, that's right. He's got a lot of passion.
Dakota Johnson plays an assistant to a very popular diva singer. Although she hasn't had a hit for about 10 years, this singer is very got a high demand, and she's a bit upset all the time because she wants that fame yet again.
Rob Palmer's sister.
Tracy Ellis Ross plays the singer. She's also the daughter of, you know, musical royalty Diana Ross, so she's pretty good in this. I recommend it. I think it's going to have more appeal to people who love the music industry, though.
Okay. Well, out of five, what would you give it?
Oh, I liked it. I think Dakota Johnson's also a very good actress. And Ice Cube pops up in it. I like him. So I'm going to give it 3 out of 5.
Okay, 3 out of 5.
All right,
this
cool.
one, Trauma Center.
I'm Lieutenant Wakes. Just a few questions about what you saw. Did you see this shooter?
Who is that guy? What is this about?
He was my partner. These guys killed a cop. You're a witness.
Are they gonna come after me?
Right. Now, how many thriller action films does Bruce Willis have left in him?
Not many.
He does these movies blindfolded. And guess what? He plays a detective again in this.
Oh,
something he hasn't done for a while.
Is he blindfolded in this one?
No.
Just joking.
I know. I think at 65, he's still doing well. And when his name's in a movie, you know, is worth watching.
Yeah.
I think this one is about he's a detective who helps this girl who's witnessed a shooting. She's in protective custody in a hospital overnight in a floor. She's been put on a floor with no other people, so on an abandoned floor. It's supposed to be in lockdown. However, the corrupt cops that were involved in the shooting chasing her, and Bruce has to save her. And she, played by Nikki Whelan, actually, an Australian actress, she has to escape. So she uses all these manner of tricky procedures to get around the hospital without getting caught. And it's better than it sounds. It's like it's a really good thriller and a bit of action at the end. I like it. And Bruce Willis, like I said, always good to see.
Have you watched it?
Yeah, I was looking at it. I was going, I think I've seen this. It's on Netflix, right?
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
Do you have to pay for it?
No, it's on Netflix.
Oh, no, but some on Netflix you've got to pay.
If you have Netflix, it's a new one. It dropped about a week or so ago, right. And it's not bad. It's a B-grade movie, but it's actually at the top of a B-grade movie.
Yeah, I was going to say it was a bit B-grade. They could have spent another $1 million on it, couldn't they?
Well, I think that's about how much the whole thing costs.
That's right.
How much would you give? How many stars you give for Trauma Center on Netflix, mate?
Hey, Rob, there's worse movies out there, trust me. And I didn't mind this. It was okay, but I'll just give it 2 out of 5.
All right, okay, Shane. Thank you very much. Hey, guys, thanks for subscribing and listening to the podcast.
You know what? We're just realising how good this podcast thing is. You can listen to it anywhere you like, whenever it suits you. So go for it.
Anytime, anywhere.
I just said that.
I know, I'm just saying what you said.
Anyway, I reckon it's about time you put your shirt back on. I've got to go.
See you later, guys.
Hooroo.